Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, we're going to turn the calendar tomorrow to November, and November always says it's turkey time. Do you have turkey at Thanksgiving, or do you have it other times during the year? You know, turkey's a pretty good meat. Actually, it's pretty easy to fix, and if you want, you can always have leftovers. So there's lots of positives about turkey. But I thought just a couple reminders about turkey. When you're picking out that turkey, whether you're going to have it at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, or some other time, how big a turkey do you buy? Well, part of it does depend on whether you want leftovers or not. But you need to plan for 1 pound per person. And if you want more leftovers, you know, you just get a little bit bigger turkey. Or if you don't know how many people are coming, you know, you might want to get a little bit bigger one. And of course, there are the quite small ones on the market. Probably the smallest that you're going to find is about 8 pounds, and then on up to 20 and 30. Now, for most of us, I'm guessing we're going to get a frozen turkey, but there are fresh ones available. If you're buying a fresh turkey, you don't want it until 1 to 2 days before you're going to cook it. A frozen one, of course, can last a long time. It is recommended that if you have a frozen turkey, you use it within 1 year. You know, maybe your plans change and you've got that turkey sitting there in the freezer waiting to be cooked. Well, it will be good. It will be safe longer than that, as long as it stays frozen. But in terms of flavor, a year or less would be better. So if you have one in there from last year that just never got around to using it, now is the time to get it out. What about thawing that frozen turkey? Just letting it sit out on the counter is a no-no for safety reasons, food safety reasons. But there are several other alternatives. One is to put it in the refrigerator, but you need to remember to get that done early enough, because it takes quite a while to let it thaw in the refrigerator. A 12-pound one, a fairly small one, is going to take 1 to 3 days. A 12 to 16-pound one, 3 to 4 days. And a 16 to 20-pound one, 4 to 5 days. So got to think ahead in getting it out. Now, what if you say, oops, I didn't get that done? Well, soaking it, putting it in cold water, not soaking it, you want it completely enclosed so the water doesn't get to the turkey, but putting it into a large container of cold water is another possibility. But the thing there, it takes a lot of water, because you really need to change that water about every 30 minutes or so. It should be cool, cold water, not warm water, to do that. And that's going to take about 30 minutes per pound. So even that's going to take a while. Other methods are just not recommended. You know, you think, well, I'll just put it in the microwave. First of all, it might be too big. And second of all, it's going to cook in parts before it gets thawed in parts. So it's not a good idea. So put the reminder on the calendar ahead of time. Put it on your phone, your iPod, whatever method to remind yourself that you need to get that turkey thawed. Now, occasionally, I'm sure you've heard people talk about they either didn't know, or they forgot, or for some reason those giblets are still inside the turkey. And actually, if you roast the turkey and everything gets cooked, and the package that was in was still, you know, in one piece, it's safe to use. If it's been a plastic package or something that has melted and torn apart, it's a little questionable, not only for the giblets, but for the turkey. You don't know what kind of chemicals might have gotten in the turkey. So be patient to get the turkey thawed enough to reach in there and get those giblets out and cook them separately. How do you cook a turkey? Well, there are almost as many ways as there are people to do turkeys, I think. The simplest one is just to put it into the oven in a container, an open container, at 325 degrees. And for a 12 to 14 pound turkey, it's going to take 3 to 4 hours. It seems like the turkeys don't take as long to cook as they used to. People used to get up at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning and put turkeys in the oven. Those lower temperatures, probably not recommended. You always have to think about safety. Whatever method you use, and deep frying, of course, has become much more popular in terms of how you might cook a turkey. The internal temperature on the thickest part of the meat should be 165 degrees when it's done. So it's always good to have a meat thermometer handy that you can stick in there at the last moment, or, of course, those that you can put in the turkey while it is actually cooking in the oven, the thermometer that can go through that kind of heat process. Otherwise, you want an instant read thermometer and check it out, 165 degrees. Some time ago, and I haven't heard this for quite a long time, but used to be put it in a paper sack to bake it. No, not a good idea. Why not? Well, again, there are chemicals in that paper bag. You don't know where that paper bag has been. It's a food safety thing, so don't put the turkey in a paper bag to cook it. There are the cooking bags. Some people like to use those. Some people like to put foil over part of the time. Some people like to put butter in under the skin. There are all kinds of things that you can do to keep your turkey moist or to add flavor to it. And so options there, you may want to check a cookbook. You may want to check on a website. And there are some good websites there that can give you lots of different ideas about how to do that. You might also cook your turkey on the grill. That's another possibility. So there are a lot of different ways that you might cook the turkey, a lot of different options. The simplest one, as I said, is to put it in the oven at 325 degrees and just let it bake. But lots of other options to try. If you have questions, if you haven't done a turkey for a long time, if you're new to doing a turkey, say somebody else in my family's always done the turkey, and you have questions, there are a lot of different options. Of course, cookbooks, but online there are lots of cooking sources, and I recommend those. And if you're going on a blog or something like that, you want to make sure that you're getting accurate information, not just somebody's trial and error. Cooking.com, recipes, and then there's the turkey folks themselves. There's the USDA. And if you haven't used the answer line at Iowa State University for some time or have never used that, that's a good one to use. You can go online to Iowa State University answer line, and it will come up with some options of answers to questions that have been asked in the past. But the purpose of Answer Line also is to take your phone call and give you that number a couple times. It's an 800 number. They are not open 24 hours a day, as some phone lines are. But during the day, 800, of course, 262-3804. If you have you happen to be at your computer, you happen to have a pen, pencil, paper handy, you may want to jot that number down, because Answer Line is good for lots of home-related kinds of questions. How do you remove a stain? How do you? What would you suggest in buying a new slow cooker? The questions can go on and on. What do I do when my child has temper tantrums all the time? Lots of answers to lots of questions. So Answer Line is 1-800-262-3804. Again, keep that number handy when you have questions. That's a good number to call, 800-262-3804. One of these days I should call them and have them visit with us on Backyard and Beyond. It would be fun to visit with one of them and get some of the most asked questions from their viewpoint, and we could do that. Again, if it's turkey time, make sure you have the good information and think ahead about what you'd like to do with your turkey. Until next time, here's a thought. The will to do springs from the knowledge that we can do.